It's Wednesday, June 18th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, intense Israeli airstrikes targeted Iran's capital early Wednesday after it issued a warning about a new area it could target, a day after President Trump warned Tehran's residents to evacuate and demanded that the country surrender without conditions. Uncertainty roiled the region, and residents of Tehran fled their homes in droves on the fifth day of Israel's air campaign aimed at Iran's military and nuclear program. The UN nuclear watchdog for the first time said Israeli strikes on Iran's main uranium enrichment facility at Natanz had also damaged its main underground centrifuge facility, not just an above-ground facility, as previously acknowledged. Israel asserts its sweeping assault is necessary to prevent Iran from getting any closer to building an atomic weapon. The strikes have killed at least 224 people in Iran. Israel also claimed that it had killed Iran's General Ali Shadmani, whom Israel described as the country's most senior remaining military commander in Tehran. Iran has retaliated by launching more than 400 missiles and hundreds of drones at Israel. So far, 24 people have been killed in Israel. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has given 36 countries, most of them in Africa, a Wednesday deadline to commit to improve vetting of travelers or face a ban on their citizens visiting the United States. A weekend diplomatic cable sent by the State Department instructs embassies and consulates in the 36 countries to gauge their host country's willingness by Wednesday to improve their citizens' travel documentation and take steps to address the status of their nationals who are in the United States illegally. The cable, which was described to the Associated Press, asks the countries to take action to address the U.S. concerns within 60 days, or risk being added to the current travel ban, which now includes 12 nations. Of the 36 new countries targeted, 25 are in Africa. It's the latest step by the Trump administration to crack down on those who overstay their visas and tying U.S. entries from certain countries to potential national security risks. Some countries condemned the travel restrictions and vowed reciprocal actions, while some resettlement groups say the ban sows division. In other news, President Trump has once again delayed the enforcement of a bipartisan law that would effectively ban TikTok in the U.S. A deal to separate TikTok from its China-based parent company ByteDance has remained elusive. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Tuesday the president would sign the latest executive order this week delaying enforcement of the law for 90 days, marking the third delay in the law's implementation since his inauguration in January. As he has said many times, President Trump does not want TikTok to go dark. The extension will last 90 days, which the administration will spend working to ensure the deal is closed so that the American people can continue to use TikTok with the assurance that their data is safe and secure, she said in a statement. The orders have directed the Justice Department to not take action or impose penalties against companies like Apple and Google for failure to remove the wildly popular video sharing app from their platforms. And seven Southern California men were charged in connection with what federal prosecutors described Tuesday as the largest jewelry heist in U.S. history. The defendants, all of whom are from the Los Angeles area, are accused of stealing roughly $100 million in gold, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and luxury watches from an armored car in July 2022, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for California's Central District. The defendants were indicted last Wednesday on two counts of conspiracy to commit theft from interstate and foreign shipment and theft from interstate and foreign shipment, the prosecutor's office said in a news release. Several of the defendants were also accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars of Samsung electronics from interstate cargo shipments and nearly $60,000 in Apple AirTags. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.